With me today, I have Angela Roloffs, Missouri S&T Center for Sustainability Director. Welcome.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure to have you here.
I am happy to be here.
I caught wind that you were working on Memorandum of Understanding with Fort Leonard Wood recently.
Yes.
Now, this particular project is rolling out autonomous vehicles on the fort?
Yes.
What kind of vehicles are we talking about? Drones, land vehicles, underwater, amphibious?
So the idea of Fort Leonard Wood is to take soldiers from their barracks, which are kind of dispersed around the central cantonment area. So if you had a bus that did a loop consistently throughout the day and soldiers hopped on, hopped off to get to the dining facility, the goal would be that eventually they could reduce the number of dining facilities and save a lot of money and even help pay for this program.
What are some ethical concerns surrounding the development of autonomous vehicles? Is there a plan to deal with those concerns?
I'm not going to get into the drone issue. That's not at all what we're working on. We are working on vehicles on the ground. Buses, I think we have the ability to look at trucks as well, logistics, how you move things across the country. It could be, I don't know if you know that Uber did do a demonstration with a semi-truck hauling Budweiser products. Totally autonomously.
You can back that truck up right here.
So it is happening. And I think Missouri S&T leading the way in so many of these technical areas. We are the right fit to be involved with this. Starting with engineering management and systems, engineering and simulations is one awesome piece of it. But this involves electrical engineering and robotics and cybersecurity. And there are so many things that we are so good at that I see this truly being the platform that can create more opportunities to do research. And what the MOU allows us to do is partner to develop an intelligent transportation center where we can use the infrastructure at Fort Leonard Wood to test and demonstrate autonomous vehicles.
Do you think Fort Leonard Wood lends a safer environment to test these vehicles out than, say, versus the city streets?
Fort Leonard Wood does all of the truck driver training for all four services, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. So there are many gravel roads, many even paved roads that are limited use that those truck drivers are out there, you know, newly trained to drive a big truck. So they are set aside, they are designed for managed use. What this MOU allows us to do is to coordinate with the training schedule. When they're not training, those would be the times that we could have trucks out there, driverless trucks, but not in the middle of traffic that we would have to worry about.
When can civilians expect to see more autonomy in reference to vehicles on the roads?
You are going to hear more about it every day. And part of this group that I'm working with, what their concern is, how do we help with the policy piece? S&T, Fort Leonard Wood, the Center for Intelligent Transportation, you start looking at the engineering technology pieces. We want to take on the policy pieces because it's different in every state. A lot of states haven't even really addressed it, but it's time. It's coming. Let's go into it thoughtfully with some real research background and information that can accelerate it, because there are a lot of positive reasons to be looking at autonomous vehicles.
I caught wind that you were working on Memorandum of Understanding with Fort Leonard Wood recently.
Yes.
Now, this particular project is rolling out autonomous vehicles on the fort?
Yes. Fort Leonard Wood was selected to host a pilot project for autonomous electric vehicles. It's part of the AREBO program. The acronym is TARDEC, and it's the Tank and Automotive Research Development and Engineering Center.
Unmanned tanks? Is that what you folks are working on?
That's not what we are working on, but that is the ultimate goal, is unmanned vehicles for, you know, use in theater. But the AREBO program, and AREBO stands for Applied Robotics in Installation and Base Operations. And the idea of AREBO is that you demonstrate autonomous vehicles on an Army installation, and that allows the technology to develop and the expertise to develop and the vehicles to get better so that they can use them in theater. But they first want to use them here in installations and in applications that are useful to an installation.
For our listeners, when you refer to theater, you're talking about downrange, right?
where they're, right, the fighting is happening.
The action,
yes,
is happening.
It would be a safety, something that would be very important for the safety of soldiers, if you could have autonomous trucks, convoys going to get fuel and things, and they didn't have to deal with what is on the road and the scary things there. So that's the idea.
I imagine to get to a tank that is unmanned, you'd have to go in baby steps. So where does that begin on the base? Is it a smaller vehicle?
Yes. The project at Fort Leonard Wood was actually awarded to a group called Robotics Research, a really cool company. They're out of Gaithersburg, Maryland. They are doing a lot of interesting things with making vehicles autonomous. They have a project at another base in North Carolina where they're allowing wounded warriors to ride in autonomous golf carts from their barracks to the hospital and to the clinics for their appointments.
What will S&T's role be moving forward in the project?
My role is sort of boots on the ground, coordinating with the customers on the installation to be talking to leaders in the battalions and the companies about what's important to them, to be talking to the logistics folks and the folks that run the dining facilities to understand their schedules and sort of help with the on-the-ground coordination. That's me personally. And then Dr. Steve Korns from our engineering management department, he's really good at modeling, simulations, systems engineering, things that robotics research is interested in. So he will be helping with modeling the routes, things like that, things that robotics research would like to have. They look for things that we could provide to supplement their skills. And Steve brought those things.
What kind of attention do you hope this project will bring to Fort Leonard Wood?
Well, I foresee quite a bit of attention because there really are no autonomous buses operating right now. You've been hearing a lot about autonomous vehicles, the Uber and
Google Car.
And it's very exciting there's a lot of consternation around it, but it's actually, I think it's coming. I don't think it's something we're going to avoid, so why not learn more about it? And really, when you know that most of the accidents that happen on the highways are, because of driver error.
Right.
So if you really could kind of back up and think if this could really reduce driver error, it could be a much safer way to operate. It's just hard to kind of get our brains around not having our hands on the steering wheel.
Yeah, of course. I may not have this right, but I know that Google had their first fender bender. I think it was like last year or something. And it was the car was being polite in that situation where they don't expect a person to be just that polite. So,
you carried an interesting program yesterday morning about the humans not always being so rational when it comes to driving cars.
Exactly.
And I thought that was a very interesting, approach to think about.
Stay with us next hour. I continue my conversation with Angela Roloffs.